graphic recorder's boards.
Okay. So that's a blame the manufacturer when all things go poorly.
Switch right here.
Okay, right there. That button. Dirty that switch.
I believe that switch was only partially disengaged.
So technically, let me say.
Very good, sir.
There you go.
Lane is at fault then.
Yeah.
Yes, I would have to say
Lane is at fault.
Partially disengaged. I had that problem with one of my earlier marriages. Yeah. I don't know what that means. I just
Probably both of them.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yes.
Well, both of them.
Yes, indeed.
My friend, what is your name?
I have a fresher agreement with the current.
And calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
All right, my friend. Here you go. You've won the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring DVD. You've won it before. You can rent it or buy it. It's out next week, Tuesday, August 6th. Purchase a 10-week rental car and get a free DVD or VHS copy of Lord of the Rings when it's released at Blockbuster Volume.
Wow, all right.
Now, are you ready to go for, is it $30,000 today?
$20,000.
$20,000, no hints. Very famous person will play you the burp, identify the celebrity burper, win $20,000. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, and please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Francis Albert Sinatra.
Yeah.
Dollar. Name this celebrity burp.
You really want to do the karaoke tonight, don't you?
Or is it Bobby Darin that I'm going to be singing?
Bobby Darin. There is the burp. And I guess we're going to get the song that Mike was singing all night last night.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Oh, we're doing karaoke tonight.
For $20,000. Who is it?
Don and Mike, that is Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller is the guest. I need to confer with Rob. Rob, I need to confer with you.
Gentlemen, I would like to point out this is a $20,000.
That's why I need to confer with Rob.
There's something going on here, sir. I don't know. I've never really seen them scramble this early in the contest.
Could be big.
Rob is smiling, and I don't think he would be in any mood whatsoever to smile if you were the winner. But I'm trying to figure out what they're jotting down notes between each other.
Mm-hmm.
These two, the only men who know what's going on. All okay, now we're saying something. There might be a fast one being pulled here.
Yeah. The answer again was
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Oh, now what was that exercise?
Oh, we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
What the hell was that exercise, you teasing bastard?
Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Well, I for one thought we had some sort of exciting new $20,000 winner here, and then all this conferring, it was just a ruse.
We may have come close.
Really?
We may have come close.
Careful, you.
Well, tomorrow will be a $10,000 clue.
Yes.
Wow.
Unfortunately, tomorrow there will be no clue because it's $10,000.
Right. I see. All right. I understand.
Huh.
Okay.
You were writing things down.
Yes, I was. Private notes.
Private notes.
Do you want to see the notes?
Yes, I'd like to see the notes.
Can I swear you to secrecy?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah, of course. And trust me. Oh, I see. I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can understand the situation.
Right.
You know, sometimes I like to get involved.
Oh, you have a reply?
I like to get involved.
Mike's writing a note.
I don't want to lead anybody on here and make anybody think that it's not, you know. That's right, Mike.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. However, this was in some way was an important message that I had to share with Rob.
That's true. There are many tumblers in a lock.
Right. Of
and
course.
They all must line up correctly.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
How do you feel about that message? That's how Rob
makes me feel joy and happiness.
Thank you. Gotcha. Thank you.
Very good. So tomorrow, another chance, and they'll be playing for $10,000.
Wow. And maybe another conference.
Very good. Thanks for letting me go to that conference.
Well, I thought it was important you know, Mike.
Well, now you're as good as another burper.
Well, everybody knows I'm kind of I'm moving towards that club anyway. I'm getting like...
Next day on the umplay.
I'm getting a few more passcodes every week.
We've been saving you a seat.
I understand.
Hey, big guy, is Mom around?
Yeah.
Now, where'd she go?
She had some meeting at school or something.
Oh, meeting at school. All right. Well,
hey, while we have your son on the phone, could we possibly discuss the comment that you made to me today? Dirty look that you gave me today? I'd like to get your son's opinion on it.
Barty, Uncle Mike has on a pair of sensible slacks, a golf shirt, and big, baggy sandals.
And I think I was saying to your father that earlier you had mentioned that the long khaki style, even though these are blue, they are of the khaki variety of pant, and I am wearing them with sandals.
I told you never wear sandals with long pants.
No, there you go.
Why are you using that voice?
The hell are you talking about?
I thought you said I could wear the sandals with the long pants.
No sandals.
Yes, you did, Bart.
Rob was here. You said that.
Well, he's my son. He certainly is allowed to change his mind, much as I do.
In my mind, it looks faggy.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Forget it.
All right. I love you.
No, I'm just trying to help you.
No, you're not. You're hurting my argument here. I said to your father outside. I said, your son said that was an okay look, and I also said that I went out and bought the wife beater, and I've worn that out a couple of times. And wow. You know what?
It's a good look for me.
Yeah, that works for Uncle Mike.
It did. I wore the shirt over the wife beater, kind of unbuttoned halfway down. It's a good look for the big man because it covers your stomach, but yet, it shows my wonderful pectoral development.
So how long ago did Mom leave?
I don't know.
When did you wake up?
I don't know.
Is it a junior suite?
Did she leave before you woke up?
I slept over at somebody else's house. I don't know.
Oh, where'd you sleep? At Alex's house?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. All right, see you later.
Oh, okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Okay.
No, he sold me out there.
Yes, he did.
Get used to it.
I like the look with the long pants and the sandals. I don't think it looks good.
It's a big fag look.
Damn, I don't look like a fag.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 1.
Oh, of course.
Oh, dear God.
How about with jeans? Did you try it with jeans?
I'm going to go, I'm going to go out and pick up a pair of loafers today.
Good for you, Mike.
Go do a little Philly shopping, because that's what we fags like to do.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed.
Just want to talk to the woman for 1 second.
Are you trying to track down your wife?
Yeah.
Mike comes back to the hotel, thousands of shopping bags.
All like in those boxes.
Hat boxes.
With the twine.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed.
Here's what I'm concerned about.
Crystal.
The concern is...
Delman rolling his eyes.
The concern is that if I go out tonight with you guys
again...
No. That's not a problem going out.
Yeah.
But if I go out and I do karaoke,
yeah,
my wife is going to make me go out and do karaoke with her.
Oh.
Would she do that?
She would love to. She would only love to because she would love to see me making an ass out of myself doing karaoke. And that's like one of those deals. I generally don't dance with my wife. I slow dance with my wife, but like at a party or something,
right.
I don't, dance.
Will I make any kind of argument for you if I say I wouldn't do it with anybody but like our little gang here either? I mean, it's kind of like...
We do best with each other.
I'm not thinking I'd do that for fun. I wouldn't do that for fun, really, without outside of this group. It's like, would we go out with anybody else and go into a hat store... And all by stupid
exactly.
hats.
But here's the thing. I have to think about everything I do with this woman. That it's always a card that she's going to pull out to play against me.
I understand.
At some point. And who's to say when we're on our Labor Day vacation, if we don't go past that place in Ocean City that says live karaoke.
Right.
And even though she hates karaoke and would never want to do it, she would say to me, I want to go do karaoke. And I would say, not in a million freaking years. And she'd say, oh, but you did it with your friends in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
See, I got to get a pass on that.
I understand. And you wouldn't want to do it under the circumstances. We're going to do it tonight. We're all going to be motivated because we're all going to be laughing at each other. Except you'll be rolling your eyes at me because you know that I'll do it totally straight.
100% serious.
And Rob will too. And Rob and I will do the same standards. Buzz,
yes?
will you sing karaoke?
I might give it a shot.
You know what I'd like to hear, Buzz?
That's actually what I would look forward to the most.
I love rock and roll.
There you go. Dom, what selections do you think you'd go for?
I'll do some Barry White.
Barry White?
Oh, that'd be great.
That's hard to do with karaoke.
What? Not really, because it's mainly talk.
Oh.
Not a lot of sing.
Right. You're my once.
You're my first.
My last. My everything.
Do, do, do.
You know, we
do,
might, do, do, do. Might need to bring a dad player.
Yeah. Yes.
Frida.
Yes. What did he just say?
Nothing.
So what did he just say?
He didn't say anything. No,
what did he just say?
He said.
What did he say?
It would
he
be said a shame if what we did tonight was lost to the
ether. He said he's wondering if they're using a record player.
Tell me what he said. I was listening to my wife's message.
It's not like we're going to be able to sneak it in on him.
We're going to bring a dad player.
Oh, F you.
Come on. All of us.
That was really, I think, the separation on that bit would be like 14 years that we've done that. The last time was with Mark Rippon.
That's right.
In for a dime, in for a dollar, Don. Come on, let's do it.
Come on, we'll do it. We'll have fun.
It'll be money.
Okay, all right.
And we'll have to have Lisa call ahead and make arrangements, let them know that the professional karaokers are coming in.
Karaokers?
Well, you know, sometimes I've been to karaoke.
Karaoke's?
I went into karaoke down
karaoke-ers.
In Disney World, and there were the professional karaokers that are there every Wednesday, and they were totally monopolizing the karaoke.
Isn't our chiropractor really into that?
I think he might be.
Have you seen that picture in his office?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful art form.
Okay.
Someone's waiting for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm going to have to be very drunk, though. Don and Mike show. I can handle that. Hello.
Yo, guys, I got something better for you to do than karaoke.
Really, what could possibly be better than karaoke?
Come and ride the mechanical bull. Get yourself up on a mechanical bull.
How about suicide?
How about free drinks all night?
You know,
the karaoke is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going for that.
I had a bad experience with a mechanical bull.
You broke your arm.
Yes. When the movie... You're right, Rob. When the movie...
Urban Cowboy
came right. out. The radio station I worked at sent me to Houston,
right,
to go to the premiere. And part of what was entailed in the premiere was going to the bar Gilly's right. and getting on the mechanical bull.
Right.
And I was...
You're like that guy in the beer commercial.
I was drunk.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on top of this thing with hard shoes
right.
and my disco polyester pants
sure.
and my cowboy hat. And I said to the guy... Turn it all the way up.
Oh, no.
And I got thrown off this thing and broke my elbow.
And you broke it so badly that it made the engine fall off a plane.
No, that was a separate story.
I thought, but that was the next day, wasn't it?
It was the next day. We were at the Houston airport. We were waiting to get on the airplane.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I swear to God, Continental Airlines, we're looking at the airplane getting ready to board it. This was 1980, maybe 81, whenever that movie came out. The engine fell off the plane.
Wow.
The engine fell off in front of everybody.
Kind of a snake bit trip it was.
In front of everybody. So I had to call the radio station and say,
right.
okay, now I know yesterday, I didn't come back yesterday because I broke my elbow
right.
on the mechanical bull. Well, now I'm not going to be able to make it back because the engine just fell off the airplane.
Yeah, and then the people back at the radio station saying, this man is lying.
Yeah.
Tell the truth, boy.
Come on, boy.
Come on.
Come on, boy.
Come on, just leave the engine running. I remember all your stories from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all involve Scott Shannon.
No need to return to rent a car, just leave it running. Leave it running at the gate. No problem, boy. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I was telling Rob some of those last night that it would not be unusual for me if I was working the 6 to 10 shift,
mm-hmm.
6 to 10 at night shift.
Right.
About 8 o'clock, I'd get a call. Hey, boy, meet me at the airport at 11:30.
Wow.
I'd say, where are we going? Mobile. Hey, boy. You ever been to Montgomery, Alabama before?
Always down the deep south.
No. Yeah.
And it was always Scott Shannon
right.
taking me somewhere.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
This is Scott Shannon.
Right now.
Everybody keep cool.
We don't have it.
We don't have it here.
But the story you told me last night that just cracked me up, you were doing your air shift, and he calls you and says, boy, be at National Airport in 45 minutes.
So where are we going?
Charlotte. And you say, I don't have any clothes. I will buy you clothes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. This guy I worked for, Scott Shannon, I know I goof on him.
You used to do it go anywhere on the spur of the moment, right?
This guy, he was the greatest program director I ever had because, first off, he always encouraged me to try anything I wanted on the air.
Right.
Anything at all. He didn't care if it was good or bad. Just try it.
Right.
And
try it, boy.
He loved having me around as his protege,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that at a moment's notice.
You never woke up with a cranberry juice, though.
I
butt bleeding, did you?
No, but okay. I would travel with him anywhere.
Wow.
I was his traveling buddy, and
I don't have the money for a hotel room. You can sleep in my bed, boy. On your stomach.
It was not uncommon for Scott Shannon to fly me away. At a moment's notice.
Oh, that's nice.
That doesn't sound gay, though.
We would always go to some... Let me just say, we would always end up at some record guy's house.
Right, they're having a wild party.
Where there would be like a weekend of debauchery. You know, and I'd say, well, I can't go. I got Frida. This is when I was engaged to Frida.
Right.
He would actually pick up the phone and go, hello, Frida? This is Super Sham. I'm taking Juan away for the weekend. I'll promise you he'll be a good boy. You'll see him on Sunday night. Bye.
And hang up.
Hang up the phone again. You don't have to worry about it now.
And he was your boss.
Right.
So technically you didn't back then.
No, I didn't.
Back when she was less savvy.
Yes, well, that was before we were married.
Right, yes. Right.
I mean, before she had the tracking device.
We're going to take you to Charlotte right now.
Right now.
You're going to a pig roast at Robert Murphy in the morning house.
It should be great, and I'll buy you clothes right now. Fantastic. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And at the time...
Super Shannon.
At the time, there was a lot of partying.
Yes.
Going on at these parties.
Back in those days.
And I remember one time going to a party for radio station Big Ways, WAYS in Charlotte. It was a party at Jay Thomas's house.
Ah, yes.
Who I knew from another radio station.
You might know him from that show. Doesn't he do a little guest spot on Pecker now once in a while?
Yeah, and he was on Murphy Brown.
And sure.
Right.
So anyway, we walk into this guy's house down in Charlotte. He's got a mansion in Charlotte, Jay Thomas. And there are half-naked women. There are people having sex. We walk in, and Shannon says, hello, everyone.
I'm Scott Shannon.
They all know who he is. He goes, this is my friend, Juan Geronimo. He is my baby DJ. No LSD or acid, please, around this young man.
Oh, that's so nice.
Stand there go.
Back in the day.
Thank you. Gee, thanks, Shannon. You know what I mean? No, I really...
Looking out for you so you weren't, like, you know, later in the day peeling yourself like an orange or something.
Peeling your skin.
Super Shad.
He said, well, there's all kinds of stuff going on around here. I wanted to make sure you're not in anything real heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay to give me a joint or something.
Of course.
But please, no acid, no LSD.
Man, oh man.
That's nice.
Super Shad.
In the middle of the Bible Belt, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Right, the early now. Days of radio.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Radio.
What a great PD he was. Hello, this is Scott Shannon. And Rob and I were discussing last night how great it would be to have Shannon as one of our celebrity burpers.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
That maybe somewhere down the road after you guys have forgotten I've even mentioned this.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Someday, Scott Shannon. Hello.
You're the big winner on the celebrity birth contest.
You haven't mentioned his new giveaway, though.
Go ahead.
Scott and Todd bobblehead dolls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, see, that's something I wish we could steal.
Yeah. He
sent me an email.
Right.
He sent me an email, and he said that he ordered them, but they are cost prohibitive.
Huh.
That they are very expensive.
I had that idea this weekend, and I was going to pitch that to you guys to get Don and Mike's show bobblehead dolls, I swear to God.
Oh, well, that's a shame that he beat us to the punch on that.
Shannon has already ordered them for his radio station. He said they cost like $20 each.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Made of plaster right now.
That's pretty expensive, but I sure like the idea. We ought to get them just for fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into it.
But he said the guy he ordered them from, and apparently there's only two or three bobblehead manufacturers in the world.
Of course.
You have to make a minimum order of like at least 50.
Oh, really? Right.
The guy just won't make one for you special.
No.
Well, then let's find out if there's a market for those. I'm asking you, listeners, would you buy Don and Mike's bobblehead dolls?
No, we've never gone down that road.
For only $25.95.
Coming with a talking picture frame.
A profit of
$4.95. No. If we can get them to give them away, okay.
All right.
But we're not selling them.
I would love to give away bobblehead dolls.
Okay.
That would be very exciting.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They're hot again. I just got a Colonel Clink bobblehead doll.
Would you want to be in baseball uniforms? No, it's Matt and Jacket.
We have to be in a Hawaiian shirt. Hawaiian shirt.
There you go.
We have to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you with a cigar.
Yeah.
That'd
and you in a bottle?
And you with a cigarette in one hand and a bottle in the other?
Like that's
this?
A good idea.
No.
All right, there you go.
Rob there could be a doctor bobblehead next to Mike with paddles.
There you go right now.
But we don't know her name, so.
Rob with a Nazi flag?
No,
not that.
Buzz with a bong?
Yeah, that's right. Lisa with a
dill.
Big black dill. There you go.
All right, I'm going to start working on that right now.
Bobbleheads for everybody.
But they're expensive.
Are they really?
$20 bucks each to make them.
Well, to make them better as a giveaway. It'll be make it more of a special prize.
Hello, Pete. Don and Mike Show. Pete, hi. Pete, are you there?
Love the show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. we got you, Pete. Hi.
Okay, great. Hey, just a few things. I love the bobblehead doll idea. That would definitely work, I think, for pretty much everybody. And I want to know if you could bring me back a box of that Raymond Burr's fudge. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, and now it's commonly known to be Stuckey's Nut Rolls. That's my Burr fudge is used in. It was frozen years ago prior to my demise, and you can find my fabulous fudge in most of your Stuckey stores around I-95.
Your fudge was frozen like Ted's head, right?
It was frozen like Ted's head, and there was one particular summer where I made even more, and it was made into pecan logs that you can get at your local Stuckey's. Enjoy. Squat down and enjoy some of my delicious foil encased fudge.
Hello. John and Mike Show.
Yeah, I ate Cicely Tynan's ass last night.
Congratulations. Must be some other anchor.
Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, check it out, man. Your woman says the diner's on right now for you.
Is she really?
She's on Channel 6?
Channel 6 right now. Just about ended
she's
up
on right now.
Man.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Somebody get to a TV.
And Rob's calling for a break right now.
Yeah, we need a break anyway, so.
Do we really?
Yeah, we're running pretty late.
Then we'll start the new feud right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. One day, your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. So you said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. Getting your jerk on, nice good jerk too. You know that ain't nobody in the house jerk. That's a good jerk. It ain't like that somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, who there? I don't like that jerk. I'm talking about the good jerk, that nobody ain't home jerk. So you get the Vaseline ready, and you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's gonna hear.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're just doing karaoke tonight, and we're going to bring a tape recorder.
You're ready. You've resigned yourself to the fact that it's going to happen.
Yeah, you hear it tomorrow.
I'm already looking forward to tonight.
Also tomorrow, you're going to love this. We're going to have a guest tomorrow named Judith Brandt.
Judith Brandt?
She's written a book called 50 Mile Rule.
Ah.
Your Guide to Infidelity.
Really?
And Extramarital Etiquette.
Excellent.
I could use a guide.
What is she like a... Is she like a private investigator or something? No. She's telling you what not to do so you don't get caught.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Right. If you're cheating.
Man, that'll be a boring segment for me.
Monday. Monday on the show. In the studio.
Yes.
Anton Figg.
Oh, cool.
Wow. David Letterman's drummer.
He's good. It's a little too much of a wow, Buzz.
Sorry. No, well, I think I've been a fan for a long time.
Wow.
He's a funny guy.
You know Buzz and...
You say you're into TV, but I believe he lives TV. I don't think Buzz has anything else than TV.
He doesn't live TV, per se.
Right.
He lives Letterman.
Right, yeah.
He lives Letterman. I told you, and I had my wife on the phone that day,
right,
when she said she can't watch Letterman anymore because she feels like she's looking at Buzz.
Now, why is Anton Figg doing the PR tour? What is he? Is he just out and
he's
about?
Pushing something.
I mean, I got a Woody because I'm a drummer, and I think he's one of the best in the business. He's an incredible.
Hello, Dave.
Dave. Yes, Anton? I'm good at credit.
They don't use him as much as they
do. Next week on the show, Sexpert to the Stars, Dr. Natasha Terry.
Hello, Natasha.
Also, next week on the show, award-winning porn star, Chloe.
Chloe, I'll have to get some rentals.
Yeah.
And still
you familiar
come,
with the work of Chloe?
No, I'm not.
Still to come, let me see, the first lady of the WWE, the fabulous Moolah.
Ah, Moolah.
Also, we're going to have a writer, one of the writers for the Jay Leno show on.
Very good.
Because all we want to do, he's written a book, and all we really want to do is ask him, is it true that Jay Leno has all the writers over, like, at midnight? And then
right. Yeah, come on, we're just going to we're gonna sit around, and we're going to recap what happened on the show.
Craft the jokes. But maybe the best booking that we have out of all of these coming up
yes.
is a guy named Fred Keel. And he's written a book about the O.J. murders.
Oh, really?
From the standpoint of the only eyewitness.
Oh.
Cato the dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So anyway.
He's got to be from California.
No, he's from D.C.
He is?
Oh. He's from D.C.
Cato the dog.
The only living creature who actually saw the murders.
It was just an average night.
Right, Rorge.
Then I heard you screaming.
So anyway, we got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show. Rob, you want to load the music here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you wouldn't mind, get on your big lard ass and come over here and do what you should have done while I was padding,
he was
up.
Just enamored of your little recap of the guests that we're going to have.
Captivated by. All right, so here's the deal. We said we weren't going to beg, and we've had girls call and say, oh, we're on the way down.
Yeah, same
and,
old crap. Right?
And get this, one of the places that you guys went last night, Cheerleaders,
yeah,
they said they didn't want their girls to be on the show because they didn't want their girls associated with being topless.
Huh. Well, because it's not a topless bar, but Jesus Christ.
But hold on. Isn't that the place that you said you could pay to go into a back room?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there wasn't any topless in the back room either.
Huh. Really?
Do you know?
Yeah, I know firsthand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it was nothing really. I was there a very short amount of time. I mean, are they coming down? I don't want to slam them if there's somebody.
No, they're not coming down.
You know, for my money, I think you could get a better entertainment value somewhere else.
Huh. I just thought it was weird. It's a strip club.
Yeah, cheerleaders. I could actually put a little cheerleaders where some of the dancers are lazy.
Sorry.
Only some, though.
And I'm calling it a strip club. I wasn't actually there, but it sounds like if you pay the extra money, you get, a lap dance in the back room?
Yeah, a lap dance, and nothing special.
So they don't want... So they sell lap dances,
right?
But they don't want their girls to come down and play the nude feud because they're afraid of how that would affect their image.
Right. I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing. I don't get the laws around Philadelphia that well. I'm not sure...
Who got a lap dance last night? Spike, did you get a lap dance? Did you get a lap dance last night, Spike?
Oh, he'll hear you in 12 seconds. Okay.
Oh, he's waiting for the delay.
Mike got a couple. The birthday boy.
But he's not at
Spike,
work today.
Did you get a lap dance?
He's here on his way in.
After I left, did you get a lap dance, Spike?
Here he comes.
If they got out of there a little late.
Oh, and hold on. Thanks, Lisa. I'm yelling about the wrong place.
Oh, no.
The place was Delilah's. That's the strip joint that didn't want to be associated with naked girls.
Why? Well, isn't Delilah's like where they take their top off?
Yeah, I thought it was, but maybe I'm wrong. But I think maybe they have to have a certain area of the breast covered at Delilah's.
What are the rules around this?
If there's no alcohol, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Right.
So there's a place like in Reading where there's nothing else but that strip club called Al's.
Al's?
They get Al's Diamond Cabaret. And you see guys come
because
you can bring alcohol in, so they bring in like coolers of beer and just sit there all day screaming at the girls for that.
Wow. Now, did you get a lap dance last night?
I did not.
But Mike, the birthday boy, did.
Mike did, yeah. Oh, that was funny.
All right,
too.
So I left before Mike came back.
Yeah.
And what I was saying was that Mike seemed to be in there an awfully long time, and I thought he went in for just one.
They charged Mike. I gave the woman money to give him a lap dance. I gave her $40, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, and they disappear for however long it was, and he comes back, and he's like, she gave me an extra song, so she charged me extra. So he had to pay an extra $20 for his own birthday lap dance.
Now, did he get...
not that I know of.
Well, really, so there's no happy ending for that?
No.
Wow, what a ripoff.
No, in bikinis.
And they're not even naked in the back room?
I've never been in the back room myself at cheerleaders, so I couldn't tell you, but Mike and Mike were both back
and
there.
There's a bunch of girls dancing in bikinis and charging you more.
Wow. All right. Okay. Thank you, Spike.
That's what it was.
Bye-bye. And my apologies to cheerleaders.
Nothing special. Not mine.
It's Delilah's that didn't want the nude girls coming down to the show.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to
me. And once again, thank you, Lisa, for now telling me that they are both clients of WYSP.
And fine clients they are.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Jesus
how you doing?
Christ.
Anyway, let's...
Should I get in the middle now? Because we're going to have one on the right and one on the left. I'm going to switch mics, Don.
Let's play the nude feud. Which microphone are you going to, Mike? The number two?
Number three.
All right, Mike is
moving. I'm on number three right now. I'll be in between the two contestants.
And here they come.
Let's welcome our contestants right now.
For the nude
feud.
Yay.
Come on in.
Hi, kids.
And now here's the guy who we met earlier today, who incidentally Lisa's... We're having to follow Lisa around with a mop today. She's so moist. What is your name, sir?
Donnie.
Right in that microphone, please.
Donnie.
And Donnie, where are you from?
Pittsgrove, New Jersey.
Thank you for coming down and playing the game. And you, hi, honey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Jenny, where are you from?
I'm from Montgomeryville.
Montgomeryville.
God, little Anna Kournikova lookalike here. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
very cute.
Really?
Good thing?
Yeah, that is a very good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
That's very good.
You're much cuter than the homeless woman we thought was a new player.
Yeah, seriously, when we had that lady walking up and talking to us outside the studio, I thought that we were going to have the homeless lady playing, and and this is a very pleasant surprise. Yeah. We're very happy to have both of you here.
All right, so, and you, who do you think you look like? You.
I have no idea.
Lisa, would you please come in?
Yeah, Lisa, come on and give us a celebrity this guy looks like.
You're all wet and everything.
You know, our female contestant also looks a little like Jerry Ryan from, wasn't she on the Star Trek
show? Yeah, 7 of 9.
Yeah.
Lisa? Well, what about the guy? For the girls listening.
I don't know.
Oh, she's getting all buttery.
Yeah.
Is he like Jude Law?
Come on.
Buzz Jude Law. It's every man you ever see that you're attracted to looks like Jude Law.
Well.
It's Buzz's ideal.
That's my weakness.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Actually, that's good.
Now, thank you, Lisa. You're covered with tattoos.
Who did your tattoo?
Is that like, are those like superheroes? Do you have a superhero tattoo?
These are from comic books.
So you have comic book tattoos on you. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
You have the pierced eyebrow, which is really...
Look at this.
He's actually got a spine. He's got the vertebrae and... what's down on... Oh, it's another character down on the bottom.
Hideous.
That's Venom from Spider-Man.
Do you work like for a tattoo parlor or something like that?
No,
you just get them done?
Yeah.
Daycare or...
What do you do
I'm
for a living?
I'm a professional painting contractor on my own business.
Painting contractor. All right.
Mm. Well, what about the intern? You want to come in and watch or play?
Well, let's bring her in here.
Yeah.
The intern who looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What's her name again?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Good to see you again. I won't touch you this time.
Okay, that's fine.
Because they've told me not. What did you say? What did you say?
I said you put an arm around me like this.
I did, the last time. I won't do that again, though. Okay. I'll behave myself. Yeah.
Would you like to do it again briefly? Would you like to watch the game?
Sure.
Well, you know, we're out of chairs, so how would you feel about sitting in Mike's lap?
No, that's not necessary. She's been a little mean to me, actually. When she mentioned that I said the nice smile thing twice, that hurt my feelings. Yeah. I can't see you, Doc.
Hello.
I can't see. It's very awkward doing the show when we can't make our dreamy eye contact.
Hi there.
Jamie, where are you from?
I am from Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Mount Holly, so that's right around the corner, like somewhere that's very close by?
Yeah, pretty close.
Right? And how do you like working at WYSP?
I love it here.
Does Mike have a shot with you at all?
I think that answers the question right there.
How pleasant.
That was that was the live. All right, Jamie, go over and stand next to Rob.
Does Mike have any kind of a chance with you at all, Jamie?
No, she laughed. That was the answer. I don't. Absolutely not. She's much too young for me.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad. You see how enthusiastically she agreed with me?
What if you were real drunk?
What if I was real drunk?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Not even real drunk.
So I'm really feeling pretty good about myself.
What if you're like ODing on heroin?
Well, then, of course. Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance. That's a good thing.
We need some horse.
Bring some quality horse with one of those death names on it.
All right, now, how many articles of clothing do each of our contestants have on right now, Robbie? How many they got?
I would think they would probably have been told to set up with five. Lisa talked to
you guys have five articles
of
clothing?
Were you properly prepped before you came in here? Did they instruct you as to...
I figured Rob would. I'm sorry, no.
No, of course not. Well, let's just find out. How many articles of clothing do you have on?
Any.
I guess five.
How about you?
I do have five.
You do have five.
Yeah, five. All right.
Very good. Well, here's the deal.
I'm going to ask each of you a question, and if you don't come up with the number one answer, then you have to take off an article of clothing. So I'm not going to have them play against each other. Each one's going to do it on their own.
Playing against themselves.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Just to kind of draw out the suspense a little
bit. Well, I thought the whole idea, though, is when they slap the thing and they go first.
Yeah. Do you want this bit to end in 5 minutes?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, well, then we're going to do it.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling pretty bad about myself right now. Jamie has really, like, made me feel awful. She could have lied.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Jamie, that's all right.
What is it about Mike that you're not attracted to?
It's the weight, isn't it?
No, it's not the weight. I like my men
big.
I like big guys. Like
big guys.
Yes.
Is it the age?
No, yes, you do. It is the age.
Did you say it's the AIDS or the age?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's the age.
Oh, my God. Well, the fact that I'm 28 and you're 22. I'm 28.
You're 28?
I'm 28. Yeah. I'm prematurely gray.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually 28 years old.
Well, you know what? I don't date anyone over 27, so you just missed
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. No problem.
All right, let me ask you something.
I'm 26.
What about Buzz? Look at the news guy over there. You see the news guy?
Hi, Jamie.
Look at him. Look at him posing. He's all posturing himself.
He has a really nice smile.
Does he have a better shot than Mike does?
No, I think they're even.
Now, keeping in mind that
this is good though. Keep this up because this is actually making me feel better.
Keeping in mind that neither of these guys actually has a shot with you.
Right.
Which guy, if you were forced to choose, who would you do, Mike or Buzz?
If I was forced to choose,
if you were forced. Jamie and I would call this your last chance.
I would definitely have to say Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, hold on a second.
Good answer. Yes, I'm sorry. I pressured her into that answer.
Blue eyes. I like that.
Yeah, nice blue eyes.
Why don't you write down your answer for me? Just really write down the real answer. It really,
Don, I really think you're deliberately trying to embarrass me in front of a reporter.
No, Mike. All kidding aside, Jamie the intern, who would you do?
She wrote down
Buzz's name for secret ballot.
She wrote down me.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I knew it.
Yeah, of course.
I knew it.
You knew that was going to happen.
I knew it.
All right.
I can't help it.
God damn it.
I'm gorgeous. But just between those two guys, really, if you had...
She's already answered the question,
thank
Mr.
you.
Geronimo.
All
and
right.
She answered it successfully.
What about between Mike and Rob A? If you had to have sex with one of these two guys, Mike or Robbie, who would it be?
I.
Oh, now she's really laughing.
It is funny, isn't it?
It is.
I'm not that kind of girl, though.
We play this game all the time on the show. It's called Who Would You Do?
It's called Who Would You Do?
So you could ask us.
I've listened to you.
So you could ask us as well.
Right. Can I play?
Yeah.
Okay, her turn. Go for it.
No, I mean.
Which one?
Who would you do, Mike or Buzz?
Kind of like this one.
Oh!
Jamie.
A lesbian with us.
Well,
I did not know.
I was joking, actually.
Are you joking? Yeah. No, but I like that. You know, that's playful. That's
yes.
good. I like that.
Playful. Maybe you're bi.
Arousing.
Like Margaret Cho, who I just read a big article about that she's bi.
Well, could she be anything else? You take a look at her, for Christ's sake?
I didn't think she liked guys.
Yeah, but does it matter?
She likes both.
Female comics.
She likes guys and girls.
Cho.
But mostly she likes butter.
All right, here's another one for you.
Hey, there you are.
Who would you do? Mike O'Mara or Tim Sabian?
You're killing me with
Tim's
that.
The program director of WYSB.
I'm well aware of who Tim is here.
It's an interesting choice.
If you had to have sex with one of them, who would you do?
And can she have a guarantee that Tim wouldn't have a heart attack during the act?
Or Mike.
Yeah, I think we're on equal footing on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, neither one of them would have a heart attack.
I would go for Mike. Tim has a beautiful wife that I respect a lot.
Once again, checkmark Mike O'Mara.
Advantage O'Mara.
There you are.
And what is it?
You know something, Don? It's a pretty good day for me today. Good.
What is it that you find attractive about Mike?
I think he has very nice eyes.
Thank you, babe.
Blue eyes.
Welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Honey.
He just seems like a nice guy. He's got a great voice.
My enormous personality. There you
exactly.
are. The voice and the eyes have gotten me this far.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Really?
She is officially too young for me. I say that publicly. I say that unequivocally. It is the truth. It is the truth.
You're only 20 years older than she is.
I'm 21 years older than she is.
So?
That's ridiculous. That goes into the ridiculous.
How much older than your soon-to-be ex-wife are you?
Nine years.
Sorry, nine?
Nine years.
So that's
and I thought
just...
that was kind of, if you remember correctly, I was already being accused of being a cradle robber when she was 25 and I was 34.
But you're not yet twice Jamie's age.
Should that be the cutoff?
I don't know. What's the
twice the age?
Should be.
Isn't it half plus seven? Something
like that.
I think it should be, Mike.
Do you realize it's all relative, of course, when you get to be a certain age, but I think we are not at that separation point. Do you realize that if we were going on that, I would have been 23 and she would be 1 year old?
Yeah.
So if you put it in that perspective, it's a little hinky.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
Then you wouldn't have much to talk about, so it probably wouldn't have worked out.
Rob. Then you would have, like, just changed your diapers.
Father to be Rob Spiewak right there. No, 25. That's
the cutoff?
25. She's still a kid.
She's 22.
She's a kid.
She's 22.
I understand
that. There's a big difference between 22
she's,
and 25.
She's lovely. She looks like a very mature 22 also.
She could pass for 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she could pass for 25. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But still get carded in bars and stuff like that. As like the whole crew did last night.
Not
when
us.
We went to cheerleaders.
What, you went to the strip club?
Yeah, everybody got carded. It was everybody. I mean, everybody
they
carded.
They card you?
No.
Okay.
Everybody got carded. It's like, can I see ID? Can I see ID? Can I see ID? Go ahead.
This way,
can I see ID? Can I see ID? Can I see ID? It was fascinating. It really was.
All right, well, let's play the game.
Now, how are we going to... We're not going to do it where they're facing each other and they smack the counter because that'll go too quickly.
Yeah, unless they have more articles of clothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
we don't want to do it that way.
Does that count?
It could be six.
She's naughty, though, this one right here.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you get that impression?
Yeah.
All
right, you know what? We'll do the first round here where you're playing against each other.
Okay, very good.
So both of you need to face Mike.
Now what you do is, of course, I'll be judging this here. As soon as you think you know the answer, you smack down there and you have to put your hands behind your back. Rob, get the duct tape.
All right, so here's the deal. Just like on the Family Feud, tell me something that women like to
both
do
hands.
In groups.
All right, we're going to go to... What's your name again?
Don.
I'm sorry. Don.
Chit-chat. That would be the number one answer.
Number one answer.
Unbeatable.
I can understand now why this is going to go so rapidly.
That's right, because now she has to take off an article of her clothing.
And I need a piece of paper here.
Here you go, Mike.
All right.
You have to take something off now.
And what's your name again?
Jenny.
Don and Jenny.
My Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you love my Jenny?
My Jenny.
She seems to be taking off the outer cookie.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Wow. Nice. My gosh.
Very nice.
We have to figure out how to make this game go longer.
Well, isn't that what I just said? I mean, I said that at the beginning of the segment, but they should do it separately.
But I was all distracted with the 22-year-old thing and stuff.
Were.
And, you know, who's better, Buzz or me?
Right.
And see, Buzz sits over there on his perch.
Hi.
Oh, damn it.
I'm perching.
Hi, how are you?
Who would you choose?
I know you really would choose me.
I'm Buzz. Buzz Burbank.
Do you like Buzz? You like the looks of Buzz?
He's a cutie.
He's very nice.
He's a cutie.
Very nice. That's the real truth right there.
Thank you.
Can I tell you the truth about Buzz and women?
Sure.
No, I don't. I don't
yes,
hit.
He does.
I don't
he,
hit women.
He does.
I don't hit women
regularly.
Never.
It's horrible.
Never.
It's horrible. We've actually thought about maybe not only getting him counseling, but getting him arrested.
You know what he always says? They just don't listen.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not true.
Every relationship he's ever had.
Absolutely
been
not.
Horrible.
Calls his fist to hearing.
He's all Mr. Cool and collected on the radio. He has the shortest fuse. It's amazing. Now,
when do you get your first greeting card from him? Like on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. See my fingers, see my thumb, see my fist, you better run. Love Buzz.
Love Buzz. Yeah. Horrible. Most violent man on the show.
There he is. All right, let's do one real quick with Don. Don. You know, they have to play against each other.
They do have to play.
There's no other way to do it.
Right. They have to play, and the questions,
no other way. It's just going
to
be a fast game.
Because there'll be a winner every single time.
Correct.
All right, and right now, Jenny is down to 4 items of clothing.
All right, both guys, both Don and Jenny, hands behind your back, please. And you're playing for $500, whoever wins. Name a very intelligent animal.
We're going to go to Jenny first.
Mm-hmm. Parrot.
Parrot.
Parrots. Negative. Not on the list. Don, if you can come up with any animal on this list.
I have a solution.
What?
They have to play until somebody gets the number one answer.
Christ, we'll be here all day.
But it would stretch
out. Yeah, okay.
More.
Don, go ahead.
A horse.
Horse.
A game horse.
Horse, not on the list.
And here, I'm just
to you, Jenny.
I know we're improvising.
Yeah.
Then if no one gets the number one, do you have enough questions where you could move on to the next question?
Mike, I've got a million questions.
Then you could just move on. If we don't get a winner, then...
Jenny.
Hold on just a second. I'm thinking aloud here. If you want to make the game, if you want to stretch the game out, then you start from scratch with a new answer. If neither one of them gets the number one...
I got you.
But you see, you went to Jenny. They have to start over and then do this again because they're playing against
each other. I don't have that many questions.
You just said you did.
I mean, I've got plenty if they want to work their way through this. And if we get to the end of this and no one gets the right answer...
What I'm saying is this. That if you played it this way, you're looking to just stretch the game a little bit with two contestants.
It's fine.
What I was going to suggest to you...
What?
Is that then you give the number one answer. And you say, hey, neither one of you got it. That was the number... Then you move on to the next and they face off again and they have to do this. You see, so they're not clothes removed unless somebody gets the number one answer for the questions.
Well, how many times do I let them go back and forth, though?
They don't go back and forth. Just once. Rob, do you like my idea?
Yeah, it's very simple.
I don't have enough questions, though.
Rob, does he have enough questions to do that?
Provided they're relatively bright people, yes, I think.
And I think they are.
I don't have enough questions.
I think they're relatively bright people.
I don't have a... Listen, the first two answers I received are parrot and horse.
I understand. Well, they weren't real good on the end, but he got the number one chit-chat. He got the number one.
Let's try the animals one more time.
All right. Want to try it?
Don, name a very intelligent animal.
A monkey.
That is the number two answer.
Hmm.
Right. Answer if you have one answer, more, that
one
was
answer.
Smarter than a monkey.
Oh, great.
Think about smart animals.
Big smart animals.
Now, hold on a second.
Jamie, that's coaching.
Yeah, Jamie,
you can coach
you at a play.
No, it's okay. Put on a run.
Yeah, baby.
All right, I guess I'll try an elephant.
An elephant?
That's big.
Wow.
And smart.
No, the number one animal is a dog. The smartest animal.
So neither one of them have to remove an article of clothing because neither one of them got an incorrect, got number one.
All right.
So we must move along.
Try again. Rob, let me do one more for them.
Okay.
Hands one behind the back, Jenny and Don.
And here we go.
I like the way we change the rules as we go along on the games. It's fun, isn't it?
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Having a good time, Jamie?
I'm having a blast.
You having a good time?
I'm waiting to see him take some stuff off.
Ah, there you go. The tattoo guy. Yeah.
Tell me something that parents make their kids do at birthday parties that sometimes is embarrassing.
We're going to go to Jenny first.
Get a picture.
That's the number five answer. Four answers better than that. Don.
If you get the number one answer, Jenny will have to remove an article of clothing.
Kiss the relatives.
Wow.
Kiss people is the number one answer.
Oh!
And that means, Jenny, you have to remove your second item of clothing. What will you be taking off?
Can I take my belt off?
You can take your belt off.
Yes, you can take your belt off.
Absolutely.
The family feud.
Okay, all right. So we've got Donna, we got Jenny.
This game's working now.
Yeah. And we're playing the game, and... The 22-year-old intern is still here with us.
Jamie's standing next to Rob. And are you having a good time over there, Jamie?
I'm having a great time.
That's good. We're happy to have you here. Buzz, aren't we happy to have Jamie
here? We're very happy to have Jamie here.
Right.
Did you really mean that, Jamie? Jamie?
What? I thought I did, but you guys just laughed at me.
No, no. I meant...
No, he's talking about when you said which member of the crew
that
would
do
you,
me.
That you would do Don first.
Did you really mean that?
Are we on air?
Yeah.
No.
No. The answer is no.
No.
She didn't say that.
Yes, I heard her clearly.
She did not say that. All right, well, listen, you're going to have to go in the other room, young lady.
Okay.
So get out of here.
For the break.
Yeah.
Then she can come back when we start again.
Don will be with you shortly.
What did she? Don will be with you shortly.
Too distracting.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Too distracting.
Even Jenny's attracted to it.
She takes away from the beauty of Jenny.
And look at Jenny. Yeah. I mean,
a nice can.
Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm. Don, what do you think of Jenny's body?
Very, very pretty.
She's cute.
That's why all the guys
out with her earlier. You know,
that's the way all guys do it. That look like him too. That's what they can do.
You.
Very
like a gentleman.
Real nice
pretty.
Girl.
There you go.
I have a personal message for you.
You silver tongue devil.
I have a personal message for you.
Yes,
from Jason Vesey.
Really?
He says he knows why you say 25 is the cutoff.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Oh, I won't. Yeah. I won't get into any more.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. Absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
And if he knows why 25 is your cutoff.
Hey, Jason, I'll be calling you later on this afternoon.
That'll be a nice call.
Okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag.
All right,
Jason Vesey is the assistant program director?
Yeah.
We're sleeping together. And he's 26. 26.
Yeah. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
The Don and Mike Show. H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
I just talked to my wife on the phone, and I have to call her back later when she's on a landline, when she's at home.
How did it go with the karaoke?
I haven't asked you yet.
Oh, sorry.
Are we sure we have the tape recorder, though?
No, let me go check on that.
All right. Got to make sure before I drop the bomb on her.
Well, you're going to go whether we have the tape recorder or not, right?
If we don't have a tape recorder, I'm not going to do it.
So that means we can write it off when we get over there.
What do you mean?
Because it's a show expense. If you're bringing a tape, if you won't do it without the tape recorder, it means if you come along, it's a show expense. If I'm there just having fun, it's not a show expense.
All right, I'll go, but I don't want to do it unless it gets. Unless it gets played on the show.
Okay, Rob, that's good. Now you're motivated.
Do we have a tape recorder?
Mike is going to bring a mini disc recorder.
All right, beautiful.
Fantastic.
All right,
got to call the place. Let them know we're coming.
All right, I'll deal with her later. We also have the Harry Potter update for you on today's show as
okay.
well.
All right,
but right now we are. There you go. We're playing the new feud, and we're playing with Jenny.
Don and Jenny.
Jenny, who looks very much like Anna Kournikova.
Yes, with just a beautiful bod.
And I would eat the corn out of Anna Kournikova.
I know you would.
She's beautiful. And Don, who, you know, I'm no fag, but I'll say this, he's slightly better looking than I am.
You know, I figured out just now when he was smiling, the celebrity he kind of looks like prior to the accident, of course, he's got a little Christopher Reeve in him. A young Christopher Reeve,
really?
Just a little bit. Anybody ever tell you that?
No.
No?
You're okay. First.
I think he looks kind of post-accident, Christopher Reeve.
Well, he's standing.
Do you have a straw?
Is that because he's the silver tongued devil?
Does anybody have a straw we could put in his mouth?
That would feel it.
Yeah, he looks like a straw in his mouth.
And did we ask you what you do, Jenny? What you do for a living?
Oh, I'm an intern.
Oh, you're
student / intern.
Oh, student. Okay.
Where? What kind of intern?
What kind of intern?
Work in West Philly. I kind of
work for a building management company.
Building management.
Yeah, and Don, what did you do again?
Professional painting contractor for myself.
Gotcha.
Works for himself.
All right, and let me see. Jenny, how many articles of clothing do you have left?
Three.
I have four, including my underwear.
Four.
And underwear.
Yeah. Do we give them six as opposed to five?
Yeah. And Don, you got how many?
All five, sir.
All right, here we go.
Well, technically all six, since he hasn't removed anything yet, and since we're
count
getting extra.
Sunglasses.
Okay, we'll count the glasses.
Very good.
All right, here we go. When you were a child, arms behind your back, please. When you were a child, name a kind of animal you dreamed of owning.
Jenny.
A horse.
Number one answer. Yeah. That would be the first time that Don has to take an article of clothing off. Don, what is coming out? You're taking the sunglasses off?
Correct.
Very good.
All right, here
good
we go.
He's down to five now.
To the next question. Name a kind of vehicle you can coast downhill on.
We're going to go over to Don.
Don.
Bicycle.
Another number one answer.
Wow.
That means the third item of clothing is coming off. Jenny, what will you be removing?
It still has to be my shirt.
The shirt is coming off.
I wore the wrong bra today. You'll see in a second.
You wore the wrong bra? Yeah. Oh, wow. The immediate arm folding as all eyes are on her breasts. Yes, but it's a lovely brassiere.
Thank you.
Nice areolas.
And not long.